No matter what else we talk about on Thursdays, we try to make time for your letters. And here to help me sift through the mail is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah. How you doing?
I am good. What's up first?
Well, first, let's deal with some old business. Back in October, you spoke with Bill Fletcher, a senior scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies. You two discussed a part of West Africa that doesn't get a lot of press in America. It's called Western Sahara. There's been some debate over the territory, and here's how Bill explains some of the region's complicated history, which dates back to colonialism and includes a modern war.
The war actually began in the early 1970s when the Spanish was still there. When the Spanish withdrew, the Sahrawi people carried out a war against both the Moroccans and the Mauritanians. They signed a peace with the Mauritanians. The Moroccans refused to give up. And in fact, at a certain point in 1975, King Hassan II sent 350,000 Moroccan civilians into the Western Sahara in order to settle the territory. So the war continued up until 1991 when there was a ceasefire. It's not been resolved.
And as I mentioned, there is some dispute over who controls Western Sahara today. Some people feel the region always belonged to Morocco and that any division was drawn artificially by colonial powers. And in that vein, we got snail and email from a group called Moroccan Congress of USA. They wrote us this. To our members, it is a clear conviction. Morocco recovered a part of its territories occupied by Spain in the 19th century. The entire conflict was created, financed, and dragged on for decades by the Algerian regime in order to weaken Morocco.
We want to thank the Moroccan Congress for the letter, and we will revisit the topic in the future. Here is some more snail mail. It's about a conversation I had last month with two women who helped create the NBC Nightly News special series, African American Women, Where They Stand. That conversation upset lots of listeners, including Lungile Nkube. We didn't get a pronouncer from you, so I hope I got it right. She's in Huntsville, Alabama. Lungile wrote, "Your segment on the state of black women only serves a purpose as good as opening a can of worms. You only selectively discussed what can only be described as an indictment of black women on your level. You only came across as if the only important thing for accomplished black women is material, financial, and social status." Now, Lungile, we were interviewing the people who did the series. I believe your comments might be directed better at them than us, but thanks for the letter.
Back to New School Communication, here's an email we got about our sports bloggers roundtable. Darius Spearman in San Diego says he's sometimes frustrated by those conversations. Darius wrote, "I'm writing about your discussion alternately referred to as it, the issue, this issue, and the situation as it relates to Barry Bonds, the Hall of Fame, and something about an asterisk and a baseball. For those of us who missed the story you were discussing, that is as much as we got about your 3-minute discussion of, well, whatever it was you were talking about. Before going into a discussion, can you please briefly fill your listeners in on exactly what you're talking about?"
Well, we hear you loud and clear, Darius. We will be sure to address it, meaning that issue, in the near future. Stay tuned.
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.